Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Happy Friday. Brent Hesse here with you. Joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great on this Friday. Ready to get into our weekend for sure. And we're almost into the end of the year, basically. So
yeah, we're going to have a good time today. And you're right. The year is winding down as we're into November. At least it's warm this weekend.
That's true. It did warm up. It was quite cold at the beginning of the week. But I'm going to go ahead and get us going here. So a lot of us, like, I mean, technology these days, we all just use computers. We don't write as much. We like to type up letters and send emails. That's how we do it, right? So fonts are a big deal on how we create posters and all kinds of stuff. We deal with fonts, right?
Right, different type of lettering.
So some of you might know this font. I didn't know exactly what the font was until I kind of read this up, and now I understand why it's named what it's named. But there's a font called Comic Sans.
Yes, I'm familiar with that one.
That is it's supposed to kind of mimic what comic books kind of look like with it. Did you know that the creator of that font only used it once?
He created it and typed out something with it and then said, actually, it's really not that good.
I guess so. I don't know.
I'm tired of it.
I mean, so the most, Comic Sans, at first glance, this is like a fun, childlike font. Originally, it was designed to mimic the script that was usually found in comic books. It seemed to serve a lighthearted purpose, but for more than a decade, it's been not used. It's actually been derided as one of the worst typefaces ever.
Yeah.
It turns out that Comic Sans doesn't even hold a particularly warm and fuzzy place in its owner's creator's heart. So it's a typographic. The guy's name was Vincent Conair. He only used the font once in his life in a letter complaining to his broadband internet provider. So it wasn't even used in a good sense. It was used to complain.
That's not going to get you very far, I don't think. That's one thing I would advise. If you are going to use that font, don't do it if it's anything professional or if it's your homework. Maybe if you're typing up something goofy or, you know, then you can use it.
Yeah, he originally created the font for Microsoft Bob. It was a short-lived operating system designed to make computers more user-friendly, and the desktop kind of resembled a family room with icons representing certain computer programs, which kind of, I guess, the kid-like structure of the system made him want to do this font. But yeah, so he only used it that one time, and that was it.
It's pretty much a bust.
Yep, it was a bust, and you know, now
it's still there. It's still on your most applications, Word, and things like that to use.
Right. So there you go.
Try it out if you want. Don't recommend it. Next up, we've got my Did You Know today, and that is, did you know that Hawaiian pizza was not actually from Hawaii at all?
So pineapple Canadian bacon, that's what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right. So that style where you've got the pineapple and you've got the ham or the Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
It does not originate from Hawaii.
Okay.
It was actually introduced and operated in a restaurant in Ontario, Canada by a Greek immigrant, Sam Panopoulos.
So it's probably less about the pie. I think the reason they go Hawaiian is pineapples, you know, you're on the beach kind of thing, but it's more of the bacon side.
But yeah, exactly. He added the Hawaiian brand canned pineapple as a novelty topping in 1962 and combined it with that Canadian bacon. Especially in the 60s, there was a big fascination with tiki and that kind of theme.
Yeah.
So it caught on really quickly, though. And pineapple is actually now, the Hawaiian pizza is actually the most popular pizza style in Australia.
Out of all the places.
While it's called Hawaiian pizza and it's from Canada, it's actually the most popular in Australia. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy on whether people like pineapple on their pizza. What's your opinion?
So I used to not. I still think it's weird. But after I had a few pieces, because my wife loves it, now I eat it every once in a while.
Yeah, I like it too. It's not my go-to, but it's definitely
I don't think it belongs. Like, if I eat it, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. It's still good.
Yes.
But it doesn't, in my opinion, it doesn't fit the pizza mold.
Yeah, I like it, but it's definitely it's not my number one choice, but I do enjoy it. You know, I'm sure everyone else has an opinion out there. And make sure you come on back to next week for another episode of the Did You Know Show, we bring you more fun facts like these today.